Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on a roll.
Let's see. Barack Obama goes on national TV today and says that he doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know why they did it. All he knows is, guns. We got to do something about guns. But then again, he says he doesn't know why they did it. But he does know we got to do something about guns. But he doesn't know why they did it. So how he could say that the solution is doing something about guns when he doesn't know why they did it? Why, that's beyond me? Well, no, it's not exactly. Anyway, folks, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. I am Christopher Hart, and along with the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, we're coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studio. Don't forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy. 407-678-3399 is his number. Mercury Free is his book. Getting you healthy, your mouth healthy, is his game. All right. And let's see, we got Nick LoCicero on the bridge, and of course, get those phones ready. I hope you got your questions ready for our vetting process here. 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we get down to business and explain to Mr. Barack Obama exactly what's going on here, just real quick, last night we had a nice meeting over there at Fleming's, didn't we there?
Yeah, I noticed that. I saw Hacksaw had tweeted, you know, he has over 200,000 followers, and he mentioned that he enjoyed the meeting slash party. But you talk about a cast of characters. I mean, you know, we must have had, what, 50 former NFL players there?
Yep, some new guys, too.
Fleming's was kind enough to take care of these players. I think they enjoy having them, hosting them. And it's a case our players try to return the favor by, you know, returning to the restaurant. And Fleming's has been an outstanding place, as you know, to dine. Mm-hmm. So but I will say, and also to keep in mind, these players probably play in massive amount of charity events. And when they go to events, somebody says, oh, that's all free. Whoa. These players are buying stuff, spending money. I mean, they're the perfect guy to get in a charity event because, boy, they spend money like it's night and day, particularly when you're competing for golf and things like that. So, yeah. You know, everybody wins on something like that. But it's just great to see such a collection, you know, of NFL players. Yeah. And, they're, you know, as we've always talked about too, Chris, that's what irks me so much about this president. You know, he's the king of racism, you know what I mean? Because you go, do you see how all the races in those meetings get along? And did you ever notice that, like, when you stand in a huddle, you never see color? Only the politicians see color for one reason. You can split and divide. And the king of color is Barack Obama.
Very well said. And he certainly was playing dumb today. He knows exactly right. What went on in San Bernardino yesterday. This was Islamic terrorism. There's no question about it. We now know for sure that old, what's the fool's name?
Farouk.
Syed Farouk.
I know.
And Tashfeen Malik. Or it's probably Tashfeen. Tashfeen Malik. That's his, originally reported to be Saudi, but evidently she had a Pakistani passport, so evidently she was his Pakistani mail order bride, so to speak. He went over there and brought her back, and evidently she brought her evil back with her.
Evil woman.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, how, once again, we want to have your vetting questions today, because there are going to be a lot of women about 27 years old, mid to late 20s, who want to come into this country from Syria. And that would be, of course, the same age group as one Tashfeen Malik. And, of course, Tashfeen seemed to be very skillful in brandishing an AK-47. She knew how to put on body armor. Of course, she didn't mind wearing a mask. Well, I guess that's the same thing as a burqa, right?
Yes, they did target practice in her backyard. It was in the news today. So yeah. I say she's very skilled at her profession.
Yeah, and by the way, besides the body armor and the masks, they were also wearing GoPro cameras so that they could record their atrocities.
Yeah. How about that, though, Chris? Isn't it amazing? And did you hear that? I heard it. So did a number of people I talked to yesterday when they were formulating, you know, the route they wanted to go. It was immediately said that there looked like there was three white men.
Yeah.
Is that unbelievable? And that was created by the media, but then they found out, well, they're totally covered. You can't see the color of anybody, right?
Oh, yeah.
And three white men, and that was perpetuated again by the leftist media.
And they held out as long as they could before they actually revealed the identity of these perps, and even though they knew the names for quite some time. But they didn't, we can't get anybody upset. No, we don't want anybody to get the wrong idea here. This was Islamic terrorism, just like what happened in Paris, France. There's no question about it. Brad, what do you think about what the president said? Thank you for calling today.
Guys, wow. Where do you begin? First of all, Trump was right. You can have women with a baby. It doesn't matter. It's all
6-month-old baby.
Now.
Yeah,
it's all open game. If Trump's poll numbers are going to go up 10 points right now, this is no longer a game. Barack Hussein Obama is lying to the country. He is spreading fear. We're the logical ones, guys. All the liberals on the MSNBC chat rooms are saying. Comparing that deer, he's not an organized Christian. There is no organized global Christian terror movement. They're saying Ted Kaczynski was a Christian. He wasn't.
No, you know that.
Kaczynski.
Timothy McVeigh wasn't.
Yeah.
This is it, guys. It is now out in the open, and suddenly this lying media is accusing Trump of lying because you couldn't remember that there were people cheering? Forget it. The media is more devious than lying. Three white men they opened up with? Every step of the way, the media, which is attacking Trump and Carson, is lying to the American people. And it's been exposed with this sleeper cell yesterday. They're here, guys, and Obama wants to bring another 200,000 in, and John Kerry and Hillary Clinton wants to bring them in. This is serious stuff, guys.
Yeah, oh, definitely it is. I mean, the front, you know, they talk about the front in the war. Where's the front at? Well, the front's right here. We're on it. I heard there was an episode of MASH, the TV show, where they had to bug out one day, and then the Hawkeye is still left with radar and hot lips, and all of a sudden a Jeep pulls up, and it's got some an Army guy in it, and they go, oh, hey, where's the front? And he goes, you're standing on it. Well, folks, we're standing on the front. The war front is here. And now what Brad has said is right. They are lying, but what they're frustrated about is, see, this doesn't fit the template quite. The shooter in Oklahoma Springs, or excuse me, Colorado Springs, he more or less fit the template so they could, you know, force their story on us. But this doesn't really fit the template because it's to any sane, rational person that looks at this and looks at the evidence knows this is Islamic terrorism. Islamic terrorism. Let me say it one more time, Mr. President. I know you're a little confused, or at least you're acting that way. Islamic terrorism here. And this is just, this isn't even the start of it. You remember the three Marines and the Navy SEAL who were killed in Chattanooga, Tennessee? Okay, this is just another episode of it, and it's going to continue. And by the way, this is, and I'll get to this later on, but this is why our founding fathers were so prescient and brilliant with the Second Amendment. But their whole purpose is to do something about guns, to get rid of guns. This is their whole focus. They're not talking about Islamic terrorism. They're talking about guns. What are we going to do about guns? We've got to do something about guns. You had Senator Tim McCain come on today and say that it's evil not to do something about guns. Now, who is evil in this equation? He's dismissing the evil act that these Islamic terrorists perpetrated on the American public and shifting that evil blame over to the likes of us. Well, he can go straight to hell as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, Chris, you saw today, too, he was saying that this possibly could be, I love this, workplace violence.
Oh, my God.
I mean, is this guy, you know the guy's a crackhead. I mean, I sit there and it irks me. I'm really, I won't say the words, you know.
Yeah.
And I am so fed up with this bum that sits there in Washington, and the public has to react. Get these people out of office.
Well, that's where.
And I was going to say because they're killing us, but guess what? They really are.
They really are. And that's, I agree with Brad. I said this yesterday. If you just look at this from a political standpoint, cold, hard political facts, Donald Trump going to be helped by this. And as this goes on, as I said, folks, many, if not all, presidents are assisted in getting elected by history. They're in the right place at the right time, so to speak. Barack Obama was in the right place at the right time. Okay, he had a weak competition in the Democratic field. And yeah, she's still around, but weak competition. And then he also had the debacle that was the last 2 years of the Bush administration, that the table was set for him. I mean, it would have been a huge blunder. And then he had John McCain to run against.
Right.
I mean, my God Almighty, who couldn't win that election? Right? So history is on Trump's side big time here.
Also, Chris, I mean, again, doesn't this feed perfectly into this vetting, which our top people in the military side say, that, and the FBI, this can't be done. It cannot be efficiently done. So the answer is, stop immigration with these specific groups of people. Why are we doing this? We're going bankrupt. We got $20 trillion worth of debt. You know, one family of four costs us $257,000 over 5 years.
Yep.
I would love these liberals to start paying for it, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I want all the rest of you to be able, but I'm going to say what I... Yeah. Your verbiage doesn't mean a thing.
By the way, folks, I, along with the LIFA group, did a video that you can find on their website, golifa.com, or you can text LIFA, L-I-F-A, to 53445, 53445, and the video will be automatically texted to you, where, and this we recorded it last week, we described this happening. We were talking about the episode in Paris, the terrorist attack in Paris, and said, how long is it going to be? And I say on there, it's going to be sooner rather than later. So it's now. And we better wake up. And once again, for the idiot in the White House, he has a different agenda. And he's just acting stupid. He knows what's happening here. He's just acting stupid because he wants to take our guns away from us, don't you see?
And he knows the heat is on, Chris.
Oh, he knows.
The public is burning, boy. Everybody I talk to is just so upset about this.
Yeah, now we got a whole bank of phone calls. We're going to have to take a break, and I'll get to the phone calls. But I want to read something, and this is from the Federalist 29. Because, you see, I was watching the Morning Joke this morning on MSNBC. And excuse me, just stretch this a little bit for me, will you, Nick? And once again, they're talking about it's all about guns. And they're saying there's been 355 mass shootings. And by the way, the FBI describes a mass shooting as any shooting where four people or more are injured and or killed. And so mass shootings are most often occurring in the inner city neighborhoods between gangs and between drug dealers. And these fools want to have us believe that these mass shootings are all of the same character. They are not. Having said that, the mass shooting yesterday, they said, oh, this proves why we shouldn't be selling AK-47s and assault rifles. No, in fact, it proves quite the opposite. This is why we should, as American citizens, should be buying and owning AK-47s and assault rifles, because it is our responsibility. Let me read from Federalist number 29. This is Alexander Hamilton. He says that of any oppressive force, that army can never be formidable to the liberties of the people, while there is a large body of citizens little, if at all, inferior to them in discipline and the use of arms, who stand ready to defend their rights and those of their fellow citizens. In other words, it's telling us that in order to be an effective citizenry, we not only have to be armed, but we have to be armed as much as that who would oppress us. That means we got to have automatic or semi-automatic weapons. It is not what happened yesterday, an excuse to do away with them. It is an excuse, it is a reason that we should all have them. Because as the guy said to Hawkeye and Radar and Hot Lips, you're standing on the front. You better be ready. We'll take a break. When we come back, we got some contest responses, some other calls. If you have a question that would help in the vetting process, we want to hear it. Mike's going to give you one of his. I came up with one. We want to hear yours. 407-774-8255.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie fair. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, and you'll never hear me complain.
Got friends in low places where the whiskey rolls.
Chasers.
Oh, I love it. Actually, this is what my wife says she's going to play at my funeral.
I got you. You get friends in low places. All right. Talk about friends in low places.
Oh, they're all up in the White House.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say.
And they're not my friends anymore, I can tell you that.
All right, so here's our contest. We're looking for vetting questions. Mike's got one or two here, and then we're going to go right to the calls.
Yeah, we have decided to continue this because we think the public is just amazingly frustrated with what's going on out there. So we've decided we're going to come up with vetting questions to help our government make sure that when the Syrians come here, they're truly qualified. And it's a case that 90% of all the Syrians, so we're correct, are Muslims. The other 10% are of different religious backgrounds. So we feel we're going to try to draw a profile. And these questions are going to help us profile them. And we already have people lined up. They already got their questions. I love it, you know.
Yep.
But I'm going to start with my first one, and I'm going to be talking to a 22-year-old named Ahmed.
Ahmed.
Now, he's a Muslim.
How about Syed?
Or Syed, or, you know, Malika.
Or Tashfeen.
Right. And, but Ahmed, Syed, as you should be aware, holidays have great meaning to Americans. Which holidays would you feel best representing your feelings? A, Christmas, B, Easter, or C, 9/11? Now, I wonder how Ahmed would answer that question.
Mm.
Now, my next question for Ak is, Ahmed, marriage is an important sacrament to many Americans, but occasionally the message has some very difficult moments which you would have to try to resolve any problems you have with your wife. How would you resolve your problems with your wife if you aren't getting along? A, beat her. B, stone her. C, call your Jewish lawyer. Now,
that's a trick question.
I know. We have a lot of people already lined up, ready to go. I know. Yeah. These are pretty good, but I think if we get 100 of these, we can break them down, send them to Brock. And maybe we'll get, I don't want anybody coming in.
Not send them to Barack. Yeah. Start with Barack.
We
need to vet that SOB. All right, let's go to Diane. Diane, you got the first contest question for us. Thanks for calling tonight.
I do, and it was three white guys that did it.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that funny? It's not funny. It's just pathetic.
It's sick.
Sick, that's what it is. You know?
Okay, who's the most dangerous person in the world today?
Okay.
Obama, Bibi Netanyahu, or an armed American?
Pretty good.
Barack,
that's
Bibi, or an armed American. Who's the most dangerous person in the world today?
That's very good.
All right, yeah,
well, she's kicking it off.
All right, strong. Diane, excellent question. All right, you're down. You're in a contest.
Cool.
All right, and thanks for your comments as well. All right, let's go to John. John, you're in the contest as well. Let's hear your question for the vetting process.
All right, guys, how about this? To help you adjust to the American way of life, choose one or more of the following that will help you with your struggle. Number one, a year's pulled pork dinners from Hogwash Barbecue. Number two, a gas-powered chainsaw.
Ooh.
Oh, number three, an all-expense weekend at the Bunny Ranch in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Number four, a Kalashnikov rifle.
How about five, all above?
And all black or all white body armor with mask.
Oh, God.
Number six.
Oh, well.
That's how many questions are
you in?
Go ahead.
Number six, a nanny goat.
A nanny goat, okay.
Number seven, a King James version of the Holy Bible. Or number eight, a registered Democratic voter's card.
They'll get one of them the minute he gets in the country, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, along with his Social Security card.
Yeah.
All right, John, we appreciate it. You're in the contest.
You know, I think we better vet John. You know, I'm a little concerned about him.
All right. I tell you what, John and Rick, you'll be up first when we come back from the break. Please do hold through the break, and you'll be the first callers when we come back. And once again, if you have a contest question, we want to hear those vetting questions. You just heard the two contestants. I mean, first two contestants. You can get on the fun, too. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. No, we're not going to tone it down. We're not going to let these terrorists dictate to us what we do around here. We're going to dictate to their sorry butts. You got that right? Yeah, that's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And we are neither scared nor ashamed.
And smart.
And we're back. Well, at least I am. Mike had to step out on some chairman of the board business. Once again, he is chairman of the board currently of the National NFL Former Players Union. And so union business calls the union boss, and he has to answer. Anyway, he shall be back shortly. In the meantime, we are taking contestants. Our contest tonight is vetting questions to help us vet these Syrians who are coming here. So we can make sure that the right people come in and the wrong people stay out, or vice versa, however you want to say it. And once again, you're playing for a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano's. Compliments of Jerry and Jana Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. That's Jerry's MB. You can find them at jerrysmb.com. And if you got a Mercedes-Benz, you'll have no better friend than Jerry and Jana. They're great folks, and they run a great shop over there. And it's if you have to have your car worked on, it's a pleasant experience when you go to Jerry's MB, believe it or not. All right, and if you don't believe me, just go over there and find out for yourself, or talk to somebody who does go there. And by the way, they are the dealership alternative, and you'll get no better price for your repairs as well. All right, let's go back to the phone lines now. We got, real quick, you know, Barack Obama came out today and said he doesn't know why this happened in San Bernardino yesterday. Of course, it's Islamic terrorism. But for him, it's a missed opportunity, you see, because he was over there in Paris talking about, and of course, Bernie Sanders says the same nonsense, how climate change is driving this terrorist thing, you see. He could have said this yesterday. He could have come out today and said, yeah, we found out this is Islamic terrorism, and it's all because of the drought in California. The climate change has caused drought in California, so it caused this poor fellow to go mad. Yeah. Let's go to John. John, thank you for calling. Appreciate you being out there. Is John still with us? John? Okay, let's go to Rick instead. In the meantime, John, you can get back with us if you've dropped. Rick, thank you for calling. Appreciate you being there.
Listen, it's truly a sad day in this country when CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations,
yep,
comes out a full day ahead of the FBI and declares it Muslim extremism, you know, and the FBI is fumbling around and the president as well, fumbling around to look for a way to blame it on three white Christian men, you know?
Yeah.
But they came out to hedge their bets. I mean, you know, because, as you know, CARE has been designated as a terroristic organization. I mean, at best, they're sympathizers, at best.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, when they came out and presented the brother-in-law and the whatever and so on, they were declaring that it was an act of terrorism.
And they were simply trying to get out in front of it because,
right.
See, we
right.
also...
But ahead of the FBI and ahead of the President of the United States, ahead of everybody.
And there's a reason for this. Now, they're just not trying to suddenly be good for us. They're not trying to suddenly be good.
Well, I know that.
Here's what's going on. And this came out in some of the reporting today. And that is this house where they've been, they found the bombs and stuff, where these people, the couple evidently lived, that the neighbors said that there were regularly men coming and going from that house at night. Now, I don't think he was running a brothel. Possible, but I doubt it. He might have been selling drugs. But no, what I think is that CARE knows that this wasn't just these two people. That there are more people involved in this situation in that locale. And they're trying to provide cover, if you will, by appearing to be helpful. They are deceitful, and that's all you can be sure of. And yes, indeed, they are here to infiltrate us, and they are here to support the Brotherhood. I'm talking about the Muslim Brotherhood. And they are dangerous because they are very clever. And that's all this was last night, was a clever attempt to hide something much, much bigger going on. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, let's go now to Chris, who has a contest submission for us for our vetting questions. Once again, if you have... Okay, I'm sorry. We lost Chris? Okay, all right. Chris, if you want to call us back, we would love to hear your vetting question. And if you folks have a vetting question, we definitely want to hear it. I got one. How about this? Is this too harsh for a vetting question? If you, I would ask Saeed or Tashfeen or Ahmed or whoever, if you went hunting, what would be your game? Christians? Jews? Or wild boars? And if they take too long to answer it, you know something. I'm sorry, but we got to be realistic about this. And we can't be pampered, and we can't be lied to. Well, we can be, but we don't have to accept it. And that's what the president is trying to do, because once again, he has a different agenda here. And there's this question going around on all the media today, or some variation of it. What would lead a young married couple with a six-month-old baby to go on a shooting rampage? Hello. I can answer that in one word. I will tell you what would lead a young married couple with a baby to go on a shooting rampage. Islam. You spell it I-S-L-A-M. It is sometimes known as a religion, but people who know better know it to be far more than that. They know it to be an evil ideology that is meant to subjugate the entire world. And there is no question about it. Let's go now to Al, who has a contest question. Al, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate you being out there.
Yes, sir. First, I have a comment to make.
Go ahead.
And if everybody on the right is super happy, super duper happy, that this wasn't a right-wing fanatic and that there was an Islamic extremist.
Well, so, I wouldn't say super happy. If you want to use the word relieved, that might be more appropriate. Nobody's happy about this at all. At least no sane person can be happy about this. And I suppose if you want to say, well, it makes us feel good to say I told you so, you might say that. But listen, Al, we're just trying to say, look, this is what our world is becoming. And this is what our country is becoming. And soon it will be what our very own city is becoming. Because let me tell you something. One of the reasons why they did this in San Bernardino, California, is to show us they can do it anywhere and will do it anywhere. So we need to be prepared. Anyway, thanks for your comment and your contest question.
All right, my contest question is, who are the biggest terrorists?
Okay, hold on. Who are the biggest terrorists? All right. Go
Islamic
ahead.
Islamic terrorists.
Okay.
Islamic terrorists.
Islamic, okay.
Tea Party terrorists.
Tea Party, okay.
Or the U.S. military, or all of the above.
All right. That's not a trick question, I take it. Because you did say Islamic terrorism in there, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Al, you're in the contest. That's a decent question. I like it.
Chris, I got one. I have to throw this one out.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm writing this down. All of the above. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Ahmed, employment is very important to our citizens, you know, particularly in the field of business. Which of these three most categorizes your special expertise? A, munitions. B, airlines. C, priesthood. Now, I can't wait till we draw the profile up when we get all these questions. I wonder what it's going to look like.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know.
All right, let's go to Rick now, who has a comment about the president's, if you want to call it a response.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, one of the things that he said, every time I hear his voice, I want to retch, but one of the things that struck me as total lunacy is his comment about somebody on the no-fly list can walk in and buy a gun. Now, that no-fly list is arbitrary. Nobody knows how you get on it. 5-year-old kids have been stopped from boarding planes because they had the same name as somebody on the list.
Oh, yeah.
So what would happen is people would be put on the list with no due process. They'd be denied their constitutional rights.
Yep.
And what's to stop the administration from putting, oh, my gosh, they're members of the Tea Party.
Yeah.
They can't fly. Can't buy a gun.
Right. These are some of the concerns I actually brought up to Congressman Micah when he was in the studio a week ago Monday. And he said, you got some good points here. I'll be on the lookout for that when this legislation comes through. Because the administration is compiling the terrorist watch list, right?
And
so what's to stop them from putting Iraqi war veterans, Afghanistan war veterans, ex-police officers, who are all, guess what, on the terrorist watch list? Okay? And by the way, a friend of mine, this was soon, not too long after 9/11, he's in the film business. He operates a crane for movie companies. And he went to Canada to do a film. And on the way back, the customs said, okay, you're going to have to pull your truck over here. He drives one of these big old, dual axle Fords or whatever. And they pulled him over in a special section, tore his truck literally apart, had everything out on the ground,
so
on
you're
the
okay,
asphalt.
Right?
And he said, what was this all about? Oh, you're on this list. You're on special watch list. And this is a guy, get this. This guy rode a horse from California to the East Coast just to do it. Now, you don't get much more American than that, by God Almighty. Thank you, Rick, for the call. I appreciate you being out there.
When we reflect back on the IRS, look what the IRS did. So is everything we're talking about possible? Yeah, I would think they'd be starting a list right now.
You got it. All right, speaking of lists, we're listing these questions. We got Danny up next with his vetting question for us. Danny, thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. My contest question is, will you have an alcoholic beverage with me?
I like that. Will you have an alcoholic beverage?
Yeah, we need social people, right? They have to adjust to our society.
Well, it's also a telling question.
That's right.
And then I was going to put one more thing in. You know, I couldn't call last Wednesday when you guys had the poem contest, and I was wondering, can I still give you my haiku?
Yes, you can. Yeah, because we're putting these in a special newsletter.
The haiku is, a world in shambles, a superpower gone soft, time to trump it all.
Oh, I like that. A world in shambles, a superpower gone soft.
That's good, Chris. That's, you know.
And what was the last line one more time?
Time to trump it all.
Time to trump it all. All right. That's great. That's a great entry. All right. And you will, I'm sorry you couldn't get through last week, but you will definitely be in. That'll be in our special newsletter coming out, and we'll get you a edition of it as well. Time to trump it all. Gotcha.
All right.
And your question is in for today's contest for sure. Will you have an alcoholic beverage with me? Now, that's a trick question.
But you know,
you can also make that. You want to head down to the topless joint with me?
Chris, I mean, the profile was formulating. Think about this. You'll probably look like a pole dancer by the time we get done. Oh, that's the profile?
Well, hey, that's where many of the 9/11 guys spent their night before, right?
That's very true.
That's where they were on 9/10.
Maybe that's how we can identify them. If comes out a pole dancer, then we know they're all bad. Don't let anybody in.
Just put
that's
a,
enough.
Yeah, we'll just put a dollhouse right there at the, where the, they come across, right?
Yeah,
they
like
get off the boat.
Over,
they get off the boat or the plane. There's a dollhouse right there.
Yeah.
All right, please don't go away. In the meantime, if you have a vetting question, now's the time to call us, 407-774-8255. The chairman of the board is back in the studio, obviously, and we'd love to hear from you. Please don't go away, whatever you do. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, where we not only try to help you out with the truth, we try to help the bozos in Washington and New York and these news bureaus. We try to help them out a little bit, too. And, you know, they've been asking a lot of questions today, variations of this. What would lead a young married couple with a baby to go on a shooting rampage? Well, we just got a new bulletin because I think some of these terrorists have been working on a false assumption here as to why they might actually do something
like this.
Now, Syed Farouk, I guess he wasn't maybe he wasn't satisfied with his new bride Tashfeen.
Right.
But anyway, he may not have gotten the bulletin. So we are going to reissue the bulletin just in case there are some Syeds out there in our broadcasting range who may be contemplating a similar act of unwanted act of violence. So we want to make sure that they have the right knowledge before they go making the wrong decision. Do we have that bulletin?
Yes, we do. I just pulled that out. This was something I think is very important. It's primarily for our local Islamic jihadists. You know, so if you're listening, please pay attention to this. I said, I think it's important to listen because if in your local you get a manual, and when you get your Islamic manual, you need to look up the word virgin because there's been a major error. And the error is very clear. It said, if you commit jihad and die, contrary to your ISIS manual, you will not get 72 virgins in heaven. What you actually end up, you will get a 72-year-old who is a virgin. Now, if you think about this, 72 beautiful virgins, that's gone, but I get a 72-year-old who is a virgin? So we're just encouraging you, if you had anything on your mind, go back and read the recent manual.
You see, if poor old Syed Farouk had known this,
he would have stopped.
He would have said, no, see, Tashfeen Malik, she's my age. It's not 72, but at least it's not a 72-year-old virgin, and she knows her way around. Tashfeen does.
Yeah.
So maybe I better not do this after all.
This may change a lot of minds. Maybe this bulletin should go nationwide.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. All right, well, we got some contest questions.
Huge.
Our vetting contest. We want to know what would be your vetting question to make sure the wrong people don't get into the country. Let's go next to Ed. Ed, thank you for calling.
Hey, good show, guys.
Thank you.
I would say, Achman, when you come to America, how many wives are you allowed to have, and how many of them are allowed to collect food stamps?
How many wives are you allowed to have?
And how many of them are allowed to collect food stamps?
All right, and how many of them are allowed to collect food stamps.
You know, Chris, we brought that, you know, Ed, that what you just mentioned the other day, we brought up in Michigan, 91% of the Muslims are on food stamps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's why I was bringing it up.
I know.
It's crazy. And how many wives are they allowed to have?
Right.
You know, I mean, over there, some of them have 5-10 wives. And how many can collect food stamps of that number?
Well, I tell you what, if we allow them to practice Sharia law in this country, we would be allowing them to have as many wives as they want over here. I believe it's
and we got gay marriage. Why not multiple, you know, polygamy?
Yeah, you know, that's right. That's right. You know, if I were the Mormons, I would be in particularly pedo.
Oh, I know. Trying to collect my extra women. I've had it.
Yeah. I'm telling you what, man.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ed. You're in the contest. Excellent question. I like that. All right. Petra, you're up next.
Remember, she had
Petra.
a great one the last time,
Yes,
too.
She did. Yes, she did. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes. Hey.
Howdy.
We're expecting something big, Petra.
Yes.
Oh, well, you read mine yesterday. I had four that I sent, and you had already mentioned one.
Yes.
You want me to do another one?
Well, which one would you prefer that we enter into the contest?
Shot. Yeah.
I think that one is probably pretty good to enter into the contest.
All right. Well, give me that one, and then we'll let you give another one just for the heck of it, okay?
What do you like best about women's burqas?
Right.
The screen covering the eyes, the fact that you can't see what's underneath because it terrifies you, or the last one, enjoying the luxury of a lengthy striptease free of charge every night.
So, I just love the way you said that.
Petra, you sound like a pretty sexy
that was
person.
Yeah.
All right, okay, that's a great one, and you're in the contest with that one, but you did. You had the four of them, but give us another one.
Yeah. Another one is, since you will be waiting a while for your asylum request to go through, how do you like to spend your spare time? What are your hobbies? A, herding goats. B, driving or riding in Toyota trucks.
Oh.
C, mine artistries, a.k.a. IED craftsmanship.
Petra, you have an evil mind.
She does.
Saying that in public.
Well, you're on the air, Petra. You got a large group of listeners, you know.
Both excellent questions. I like the one about the burqa, though. That's cute one. All right, so you're in the contest. Definitely in the contest.
Petra is a competitor. You
she
know,
is.
I mean, I wonder if she'd enter
she's
like
serious,
a weightlifting
buddy.
Contest or running contest.
I tell you what,
she's a 100%er.
If I was picking a team, she'd be on my team.
She's number one.
You better believe
that. Awesome.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. We're coming up on a hard break, but when we come back, we want to hear some more contest questions. If you have them, we want to hear them. You're playing for a $20 gift card from Cafe Positano. We'll throw in a T-shirt or something else too. It's the holiday season, and of course, the $20 gift card is compliments of Jerry's MB. That's Jerry'sMB.com, and no better place to take your Mercedes than Jerry. Jerry and Jana are great folks, and we're very pleasured. We're very privileged to have them as sponsors of the show. All right. And they're a great pleasure to be around, too, by the way.
Well, Chris, too, as we sort of tie down this point, let's remember there's no more 72 versions. So, you know, any jihadists out there, this deal's off.
Yes, it was a misprint. It was a typo. It is 172-year-old virgin, not 72. Okay. All right. Anyway, when we come back, we'll have more to talk about the situation in San Bernardino. And our president playing stupid, he knows what's going on, but it's not to take care of Islamic terrorism is not on his agenda. Maybe to nurture it, I don't know, but his agenda is to get us to relinquish our guns so that we will be even less able to defend ourselves in similar situations. Okay? So please stay with us. You are listening to the American Adversaries on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. We are coming to you live. And you can hear our show in our archive at your convenience by going to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com. And don't forget, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit and pray up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road. You got it.
to the show, folks, or welcome to the show. If you're just now tuning us in, we want to thank you so very much for being out there listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show as we come to you very live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Don't forget to talk to my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy. You can call him at 407-678-3399, and don't forget to ask him about his great book, Mercury Free. All right, we got a big show we're doing for you tonight, and of course, we're right in the middle of our vetting question contest. If you have a vetting question to help out the FBI and the DHS, we want to hear it. And we're developing a profile, and we're going to, you know, put all this together. Maybe we'll put it in an envelope and send it to the FBI.
You know,
that'll get us on the terrorist watch list.
I'll probably go to the airport to go somewhere, right? Hey, buddy, you can't fly in the plane.
Just kidding, folks. We won't do that. Yeah. All right? But anyway, we want to hear those vetting questions, and we've already gotten some excellent ones so far. But we'll take those questions right on through the third segment of the show, and we'll figure out a winner and announce that in the final segment of the show. And as usual, it will take questions right up to the announcement of the winner, so don't even let that last break slow you down. 407-774-8255 is the number if you have a vetting question or a comment or both. We want to hear them tonight. Before we get back to business, though, last night we were over at the NFL players meeting there at the quote-unquote meeting at Fleming's. But, you know, we had Hacksaw Jim Duggan in on the studio with us, and you got to pal around with him. You all were playing golf today, didn't you?
Well, actually, he had to go get some medical work done.
Oh,
but he's
right.
Been a golfing partner of mine. But
yeah, but did he ever tell you any good wrestling stories?
I have a great one. I actually have many of them because I heard them 50 times because we golfed together a lot. But
okay.
I'll tell, for those who are WWE fans, you got to remember, he's the ultimate. He's in the Hall of Fame, and, you know, everybody, you go anywhere with him. I've been to many restaurants with some of the top NFL players, and no one even cares about them. They walk right over to Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
They want the picture. Hacksaw?
Yeah, they want the autographs, everything. Well, he was telling me, Andre the Giant, for those of you, and I'm sure there are many of you like myself, I'm like a closet WWE guy.
Well, Andre, just about everybody knows Andre the Giant anyway.
Right,
he was in the Princess Bride,
yeah,
right?
Just because, that's right. I mean, you know, he was 7'5", 520 pounds, and he wrestled in WWE, and Hacksaw was one of his opponents many times. But he said the problem with Andre, he was a little bit of on the edge most of the time. You know, he's somewhat called an irritable giant. Right?
Yes.
So, and he also had a real problem. He never washed his clothes. So now imagine when they wrestle in this ring, and he had wrestled 2-3 times previously and everything. And he said, in simple terms, he wasn't the most hygienic person in the world. In other words, he stunk, right? So what happens is Hacksaw's wrestling him, and he falls into the corner of the ring, right? So he's sitting with his Hacksaw's rear ends on the ground, his back's against the rope.
The corner.
And all of a sudden, the crowd's yelling, mudslide, mudslide. And Hacksaw's thinking, what are they talking about? They're going mudslide. And all of a sudden, he sees Andre, who's facing him, turn around. Now, what's facing Hacksaw but a giant rear end, right? Remember, the clothes are dirty. The odor is not great.
I think I see what's
and
coming.
Here's what's coming. And it hits Hacksaw right in the face.
Oh, God.
He said, like, this horrible juice is running out and stuff.
Lord,
he said he's from that point of his life, whenever he heard mudslide, he would hop out of the ring. So, you know, you live and learn, because for any future wrestlers that might be listening, don't get caught in a mudslide.
Oh, a little bit of wisdom for you out there tonight.
I know. I tell you, we're making some very intelligent people out here, you know?
Oh, maybe one day you can tell the one about the airplane, right?
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Craig, though. Craig, thank you for calling. You have a comment and a contest question.
Yeah, the comment is, was that a gun-free zone? And then, what kind of bread do you like on your BLT?
What kind of bread?
Yeah, on your BLT.
Wait a second, let me write this down. What kind of bread?
A gun, somebody with a gun would have at least slowed him down, and, you know, body armor is not effective if you're a really good shot.
Well, first of all, your first point is, and I brought this up yesterday, I don't know if it was posted as a gun-free zone, but being that it was a county facility, you can pretty damn well bet that it was a gun-free zone.
That's right.
And evidently, though, the Saeed did work for the county. He was a restaurant inspector, I believe, and they were having a Christmas party yesterday. And he evidently showed up, and there were some words. He left, came back with the missus, dressed to the nines, right, not for a Christmas party, but for a Christmas killing, and went about doing their dirty work. And in a way, he knew, he would have known that it would have been a gun-free zone, because he worked in and out of there, right? So he knew the place, and it was a Christmas party.
Some of these liberals are suggesting that because of the word Christmas, that might have just set him off.
Well,
boy, he's a very sensitive young man.
If that is going to set him off, then we need to send him off.
That's, no, we better start getting some more vetting questions is what we need.
Exactly.
Yeah, Craig, you better stay up tonight. I need about 20 more of these questions.
Maybe that vetting question should simply be, does the word Christmas make you unnerved?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, one other thing. Our two societies are just plain not compatible. I'm willing to give them one-third of the world, and they can have Israel, and we can move Israel into the Midwest someplace.
Well, I don't. I understand what you're saying here, but that's
right,
not the point.
World War I kind of messed that place up, because it was all supposed to be one giant country under the prince, and the 30-year-old Lawrence of Arabia. You know, he was promised by Britain that's what was going to happen at the end of World War One,
and of course it didn't,
right,
because of the oil, and they needed a more organized system of producing oil.
Yeah, well, France had something to do with that. France wanted their states, and other people wanted control of parts of it.
Well, because of the oil. Everybody wanted a piece of the action, so to speak. And if it was one big thing, it was harder, so they carved it all up and divided it up.
Right. Think about it. They could have their one-third of the world, and we can buy their oil from them, and they can buy stuff from us, but no weapons.
Yeah, well, I like your plan except for the Israel part, because Israel, that's holy land there. It's not just a piece of ground. But the rest of it. Okay, all right, Craig, thanks. And you are in the contest. I like that. What kind of bread do you like on your BLT?
Don't you wonder, though,
good question.
On these murders and everything, that's what I want to call it, is what was the actual time span? If there had been people with concealed weapons, we know that they would have immediately fired back, I would assume.
Presumably,
okay?
Yeah.
But even if it's a one-minute differentiation in time, you could kill hundreds of people. And this is what I don't get when these liberals go, oh, we can't have people having concealed weapons and guns and all this. Well, it's just open shooting.
Well,
and the reality is 1 or 2 minutes is 10, 20, 30, 1,000 people's lives.
Yeah.
I don't get why somebody's not saying, what are you people talking about?
And think about this. They're carrying on, you know, about guns.
Right.
That's what Barack Obama's all about, guns. And what did they find in the house that they didn't use that they could have used?
Mm-hmm.
Bombs.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what about the scenario of guys, or however you say their name, up there in Boston? Did they use guns? Did they need guns?
Right.
No. They used a kitchen utensil. All right? So if people want to do harm, they will do harm. This is why we should have guns, and yes, even assault weapons, because it keeps the other side guessing, whether it's the bad guy or whether it's a tyrannical government or a tyrannical wannabe. It keeps them guessing. You see?
Because these are true cowards. These people hit, they run, they try to get away, and the reality of it is, boy, if there's crossfire, those people will be gone in a second. And so how can you sit there and justify taking guns from the public?
It can't be. Not by
a rational individual.
Exactly. Okay, let's go to Mike next. Mike has a contest question. Once again, folks, we want to hear your vetting question so we can help out the FBI and DHS. Mike, thank you for calling.
Hey, guys, thanks. And, you know, one thing about the Tsarnaev brothers, they managed to take a pressure cooker and turn it into, and I quote, a weapon of mass destruction, because that's what they called them after the fact. So wherever there are human beings, there are weapons of mass destruction. And you can't tell me that they took all the pressure cookers out of Iraq.
Yeah, I don't think so, Mike.
No.
You know?
Yep.
So
okay.
Anyway, I got a twofer. I want you to pick which one's better. What is the best material for a shroud? Asian silk, Egyptian cotton, or bacon?
Oh, jeez.
And then the other one is, how do you prefer your women as God created them, wonderful, beautiful, our true, you know, our companion for life, or clitoral free?
We'll go with the first one, okay? Because I don't know how to spell those words like you just used.
Well, yeah.
All right, what was
I get in trouble for spelling
it. I like it. Anyway, go ahead. What was the first one again?
What is the best jihadi shroud material?
Oh, yeah.
Asian silk, Egyptian cotton, or bacon? I'm all for the bacon myself. I think they should put the pork industry back in high gear and just start, you know.
Well, all I know is that I buy my linens from JCPenney, and I always get the Egyptian cotton.
Wow.
All right. You're in the contest, Mike. Appreciate the call and the comment.
Chris,
excellent.
I got another one.
I liked both of your questions.
I got one. Okay.
Go
and I think this is very important because we do not want illiterates coming into the country, right?
Yes, sir.
So I would like to see them select the magazines that they would best like to read. A, Playboy. B, Playgirl. C, Christian Life. Now,
ooh.
I wonder which ones they'll pick, don't you?
Oh, that would be tough.
You know, because we're trying to bring in educated people.
Exactly. All right, we got educated people who are our callers. We got some more callers on the line. We'll take a break. When we come back, we want to hear your question, your vetting question. What would you ask a Syrian or other Middle Eastern refugee should they want to come to this nation? We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be.
I got friends in lonely places where the whiskey rolls. You know, Chris, I got to play that at the next meeting. You know, when they come in at the bar?
Yeah, there
you know,
you
we
go.
Can be playing that, and then they can be looking at each other trying to figure out who meets that song's criteria.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, did you ask any of the guys last night what they thought about that proposal by the Fraternal Order of Police to reintroduce off-duty police officers, allowing them to carry weapons, guns, into football stadiums?
I asked a few of our cerebral ones, which was one.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm kidding, players. I think the opinion is very clear that you got to be foolish not having people who are armed, because the reality of it is that has to be one of the premier soft targets in the country. And I love how the media talks about it. They're inviting these people in. My other concern are all these college stadiums, because the most college stadiums are larger than the NFL stadium.
Right.
You know, Penn State's 105,000. Tennessee's up
Michigan.
There. Ohio State.
Yeah.
I mean, this is amazing. These liberals go out and they openly discuss this. And the reality is, imagine, and also because traffic is so jammed up at these stadiums, if the police had to get there in force, oh boy, a lot of damage done. So another brilliant idea that's being backed by the liberal side. So, but I am, as I said, I'm going to be bitching about that later in the year, you be sure.
Yeah, well, see, the liberals are all confused. They think the problem here is guns.
Wrong.
Once again, they've been saying there's one common thread in all these mass shootings, and it's guns. Well, if you discount bombings and knifings and car attacks, yeah, there's a common thread. But when it comes to terrorist acts in general, and I'm including mass shootings in this, even though they may not be actually quote-unquote terrorist acts, there is one common thread.
Well, the common thread is the people doing it.
Hatred. Exactly.
Yeah, it's
hatred.
The people. It has nothing to do with the gun or the bomb or anything else. It's the people doing it.
Hatred. And
who's doing it?
And
majority-wise.
Exactly. And this is the problem with Islam, is that it breeds and nurtures hatred. All right, I thought I saw another contest question up there. Bill, if you want to call back, we'll definitely put you in the contest. In the meantime, John, you are up next. Thank you for your call tonight.
Is this me?
Yes, John. Is this John?
Yeah. I put in my question earlier, but I want to think about the epitome of something being asinine. All of these libs out there have gotten rid of a lot of states, either not carrying out the death penalty, or so many appeals, and all you hear is, well, if we save one innocent life, and then when it comes for the average citizen carrying a gun that could save more possibly than one innocent life at the right place at the right time, they don't even take that into consideration.
No. No, they don't, because they simply want to take our guns away from us. And make no mistake, they don't care about protecting people or us being able to protect ourselves.
No, I actually believe they hate humanity.
Well, obviously.
I think he's closing in on it.
Well, that's what the whole climate change argument is based on.
Less people.
Well, exactly. Right. So, of course, they're not going to be the ones who will be less. They'll always be a coal mine for them. You ever remember the movie Dr. Strangelove?
Yeah.
At the end of the movie when
great.
So, well, of course, the elite, they get to go down in the coal mines.
Of course.
Right? And there would need to be, according to Dr. Strangelove, like 10 women for every one man, so you'd be able to reproduce the human race. The human race, as he said. All right. Thank you, John. We appreciate you coming out there. Once again, folks, we're running our vetting question contest. If you have a vetting question that would help out the DHS or the FBI to screen these refugees who presumably want to come to this country, please give us a call right now at 407-774-8255.
Chris, a question for you, too,
yeah,
is, at least in my opinion, if somebody said, really, what are the two most major problems today at this moment in this country for the next maybe 6 to 12 months? I would say, one, obviously the expansion of ISIS, and two, and I mean, the radical left wing that we have in this country. I mean, look what they have done to the morality of this country, the economics of this country, the energy situation in this country.
The morale of the country.
The morale of the country. I mean, you can outline 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 how destructive these people have been. And then, I mean, and every day we see this. This isn't something that, oh, my God, it's a hidden secret. These people are blatant. And the media just has to turn everybody off. Oh, it's just not good.
Well, you're right about that. Okay, once again, 407-774-8255. If you have a vetting question, we definitely want to hear it. Also, there was one thing that this was made a lot of the news media, the headline in the New York Daily News, God isn't fixing this. It's not God's duty to fix it. This is our problem. We should be fixing it. And to pray for guidance, to pray for assistance, to pray for God to be there for us, that's different than expecting that God is going to somehow reach down and point a finger and suddenly, you know, hatred and all this is going to be gone. No, that's not the way it works. And
well, you were put on earth to determine your own fate.
Well, that's to not only determine your own fate
with the guidance,
but and to make the most out of it.
Right.
And that's our main responsibility. And to chastise people for praying and asking for prayers by saying, oh, God ain't fixing this. You know, that kind of misses the point. And it just shows what Mike was just saying, that the left, the left-wing media, the left-wing politicians, the left-wing universities and establishments are undermining our way of life in every way that they can.
You know what's funny, Chris, too? If you walk into an NFL locker room, I would say that like 95% of the players have a foundation in the area of religion.
Yes.
And here they are, the most macho that you'll find, right? They're the ones. And then you find these pencil neck geeks that are on MSNBC, and they, oh, God's nothing, God's this, God that. You know what? Isn't that interesting? The macho believes in God. The others, oh, well, yeah. Well, maybe they had to go weightlift and pump some iron. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Okay, we got two more contest entrants on the line. However, we do have a hard break. I apologize for that. But as soon as the break is over, we'll go to Fred and James for your contest questions. Once again, folks, if you have a question like Fred and James, give us a call. We're looking for those vetting questions right now. We're trying to help out here. See, we want to help out the FBI. We want to help out the DHS.
The Comey's going to be very proud of us, Chris.
That's
we
right.
could get an award. I can imagine where that's going to be. Get out of town.
We might get some of them fancy bracelets they put on people. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. Of course, that's our friend Mark Merrow, and we're working on getting him back in the studio here in the next week or so. By the way, I'm going to get right back to the contest callers, but this real quick, just got this from Natalie. How can God fix anything if they keep taking God out of everything? Good question. Right? We take God out of our schools, and look what we get. A bunch of spoiled, doggone...
Yeah.
Brats. All right, let's go to Fred. Fred, thank you for calling. You have a contest question for us.
Yeah, I do. I tuned in late, so this may have been asked. If not, I've got a backup and a backup to that because they're both really good.
Oh, Fred. Oh, excuse me, Fred.
lay them on
so
us.
You get first and second?
How about this? Would you draw me a cartoon of Muhammad?
Ooh! Would you draw me a cartoon of Muhammad?
That's pretty cute.
And if that one hasn't been used, in fact, I thought I might have heard it on your show a day or two ago. But
no.
If that hasn't been asked, I'm in with that, and I'll go with that.
Well, give us another one,
yeah,
just in case, because we got to check this and see if they're plagiarizing anything.
Yeah,
you know?
that has not been asked. But
you know,
we do.
I'm concerned, Fred. I think you're one of these guys that are doing a lot of reading and picking up ideas. You know, so.
Then how about this one too? Would you go ahead and bake a cake celebrating the marriage of a gay couple?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, would you provide a wedding cake for a gay couple? How about that? Would you?
Absolutely.
All right, I tell you what. I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to write them both down. For one thing, because they're easy to write down.
Two for the price of one.
All right. Wedding cake for a gay couple. All right. I like that. All right. Thank you, Fred. You're
very
in the
good,
contest,
Fred.
Man.
You're all running right. strong, buddy.
All right. All right. Okay. That's Fred's, and now we go to James. Let's get James' question. James, thank you for calling.
Hi, Chris.
Howdy.
I have two questions for you. Fred's already stolen my thunder with the first one. The first one was, what's your favorite cartoon of Muhammad? But Fred got that one.
Oh, I like that one, too. Now, wait a minute.
Wait, this is a different style.
Yeah, we're trying to help the FBI out here. You know, and oftentimes on, like, these psychology tests, you have questions that are very close but not exactly
That's right.
the same. So what was yours again? What's
your favorite cartoon of Muhammad?
What's your favorite cartoon of Muhammad?
Can you imagine when we do send us up to the FBI, they'll think we're absolutely nuts, you know?
I like the one where he gets mudslided by...
Andre the Giant. You know?
All right, go ahead, James. What's your next one?
Okay, the second one is a knowledge question. So far in 2015, there have been 3 Islamic attacks on the U.S. mainland. Can you name all 3?
Ooh, 3 attacks.
We've got San Bernardino, which just occurred.
Right.
Chattanooga.
There was, I'm sorry, that's 4.
Okay.
There was Irving, where the two guys got shot down about the cartoon.
Yep.
The college in Roseburg was an Islamic attack, even though
that's right.
mentioned that he was an Islamist. And then you also brought out the 4th one, which was
Chattanooga,
the recruiters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for extra question, which do you believe most pleased Allah?
Well, of those attacks, which most pleased Allah? Oh, man.
I like that extra question. This is like, you know, like the dating game or something. You know, look at this.
Well,
wow.
Once again, this is like we're developing, we're trying to help the FBI and the DHS, you know, profile.
This is a major service we're doing
Absolutely.
For society.
James, excellent. Those are excellent entries. We appreciate it. All right. So you get the idea, folks. If you have a vetting question, we would like to hear it right now. Give us a call at 407-774-8255. We'll take them as late into the show as we can, but we will announce a winner before we go out of here tonight. And the winner will get a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano, only the finest Italian restaurant in all of Central Florida. And those are being provided for this contest by Jerry and Jana Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry's MB. You.
They're my tennis people. All love them.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, what a property the guy owns. I mean, you talk about high-quality service and the mechanic aspect and his wife's hands-on.
Yeah. Absolutely. They're all highly trained professionals, and and I've been in there a number of times while they have clients in there, and it's a friendly atmosphere. It's not like you go to the you know, mechanic, oh, God, no, what
no,
now?
He's a great guy.
No, it is.
Talk
and,
with him.
And people trust him, and they should, because he's honest as the day is long. That's Jerry and Janice Shepherd. Sherry, you are next up in the contest. Thanks for calling. Is Sherry with us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we do now. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, somebody stole my thunder. I should have
called
in earlier, but...
Sherry, you can come up with something right off the cuff. I know you can.
Well, it can be slightly different. Go ahead. What is it?
Well, you know, you're doing all these mental tests, and they're supposed to answer the questions.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
okay.
We know Muslims lie. So how do you know that they're going to be telling the truth?
All right.
So you need to add a physical test.
Gotcha. What would it be?
Okay. First of all, they need to be cloistered for 30 days.
Okay.
And fed 3 meals a day, monitored. And they consist of ham sandwich, BLTs, and delicious barbecue pork ribs.
This is a vicious one.
So after the time, I guess we see if they put on any weight or have lost weight. Is that it?
That's true. That's why they have to be monitored.
I got you.
And then after that, this is what somebody, you know, they have to be brought into a room, given a sheet of paper and a pencil, and they do have to draw a picture of Muhammad.
Okay.
And if they do that, then they go on to the next physical test. They have to get a vasectomy.
Jeez.
Irreversible.
When do you throw in waterboarding, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
No, we don't want any more little jihadists running around America. You know?
I know. Wow.
Well, you know, to that point, and this is something that, you know, Trump has said recently on Fox. He said we should be going after the terrorist families.
Absolutely.
In this particular situation, I would contemplate taking Mama and Papa and Baby Bear and shipping them the hell out of this country.
Every one of them.
And when I say Mama and Papa, I'm talking about Syed's mama, because evidently, was it his? Yeah, it would have to have been his parents. Yeah, his parents that they left the baby with.
And they ought to take the baby away from him and adopt him out to some family that can give him a good home.
Well, you could either do that, or I'd just pack all three of them up and send them out.
Chris, isn't it great, though, when they go up to their relatives, right? And they go, did you know anything about it? And they go, no, we didn't know anything about it. What do you think the answer is going to be? You know, it's like, oh, they must be honest with us. That's it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Why do you even waste the time doing that? Hey, we got a plane ride for you. Back to Saudi Arabia. Yep. See you later, buddy.
All right.
Well, the ones that don't pass the test, your test, you know, the first test.
Oh, yeah.
We need to give them a parachute, put them on a plane, and drop them over the Middle East or North Africa. And if they splat, they splat, you know?
Boy, Sherry. Now, what did you do for a job, Sherry? Were you a prison warden?
She's not telling.
All right. Oh, I'm starting to wonder. James Bond.
Sherry, you are in the contest, and I like your approach. I like your approach. It will cut the weight. Remember, we said one of the things we want to do is cut the waiting period down.
Yep.
You know, they say
she's
going to
cut it down for about 1 minute as he drops out of the plane.
No, she would cut it down from 18 months to 30 days. I like that.
Good.
Keith, you are up next. Keith, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Well, here's my question, the venting question, I guess. If an infidel steals your goat, would you A, give him a harsh word, B, slap him on the wrist, or C, cut off his wrist? I got one more question for you.
All right.
Now that they're allowing females to be terrorists, well, you know, that's equal opportunity. That's awesome.
Yeah, we have forgot about that,
sorry. 72 version.
What's that? I'm sorry. Say that again.
now that they're letting females be terrorists, do they also get the 72 virgins?
Oh, no.
How does that work?
No.
If we're going to embrace this religion, I want to know the rules.
No. It doesn't work that way at all.
This is a male world.
No, as a matter of fact, women all go to hell. No, according to Islam, women start out by going to hell. And then if your husband favors you and he goes to heaven, then you might be allowed to go to heaven. You don't get the 72, nothing.
So
you just simply get out of hell, maybe.
Malik isn't, she doesn't get a pass?
She went to hell.
Oh, well,
according to Islam. Yeah. This is not according to me. According to Islam, she went to hell. He went to heaven. And if he favors her, she might be allowed to go to heaven. Mm. How do you like that for a quote-unquote religion?
I don't know if my wife's going to go for that.
Let's hope not. If she does, you might want to remove all
divorced.
The knives and scissors from the house.
She'll want to say, look, you're going to give me the heaven side and you go to hell.
Well, that's
you'll go to financial hell.
once again, you know, this religion does not favor women, to put it mildly. And, of course, the whole purpose here is so that the woman will do everything that she can to make sure that the husband favors her when he, you know, has to make the choice. So it's another way for the woman to be subjugated to the man. Another form of misogyny. But of course the left is okay with that. Because the real problem is guns. Guns, guns. By the way, I want to read you a passage out of a book called Triumvirate. This was a gift to me by my dear friend, the man I love, Nostradamus. And it's all about the story of the unlikely alliance that saved the Constitution and united the nation. And it's about Federalist papers and the Anti-Federalist papers. And this is a passage, this is about what they thought in terms of when they formulated the Constitution. It says, there was also the strong belief that the man who kept and maintained arms and was ready to use them to defend his country or his family, even if never called upon to do so, was a good citizen in keeping weapons and letting everyone know that he was prepared to use them to give his life in battle for home and country, he exhibited staunch character. In the post-revolutionary era, Americans did not believe that their new nation would flourish just because of its democratic institutions or economic success. They believed it would thrive because of the virtue and character of its people. In 1787, firearms were a very visible sign of that virtue and character. Goes to what you were saying. Yep. You have these things not only to protect yourself, but to protect your fellow citizens. It is our responsibility as citizens to be prepared, which means for those of us who are capable to be armed. And not just armed, but armed with weapons that are on a par with those of the people who would oppress or subjugate us. That means, quote unquote, assault weapons.
Well, Chris, I mean, I can see it. Watch this. I'll bet you concealed weapons, you know, meaning the licenses also will escalate in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Because everybody, what do you do? I mean, you can't protect yourself. You can't protect the other people. And there'll be different reasons why people get these concealed weapons licenses. So, you know, Brockster, you better get with it, buddy.
Yeah. By the way, I just got this from Carl Jackson. His was the first idea to send the terrorist families out take care of the terrorist families. He thinks Trump got it from him. He's probably right.
Because
Trump does monitor things. His people monitor the media. Every day they bring
him stuff.
We'll
probably see a contest tomorrow that Trump holds, you know?
Maybe we'll see one of our questions.
Come up with vetting questions for my campaign. Okay. Hey, we'll do that, you know?
All right, we got time for one or two or three more. If you have a vetting question, we're simply trying to be more compassionate, at the same time help out the DHS and the FBI to make sure the wrong people don't get into our country from wherever. If you have a vetting question, give us a call right now at 407-774-8255. And you may win a $20 gift card.
This is a service to your country. I mean, that's the main thing about that. That's why we're here, Chris.
Absolutely.
You know?
It
and
is.
We have just great, great people. We got the American Adversary Army, you know, which you're just enlisting generals, colonels, everything, right?
That's right, folks. You can be a member of the American Adversaries Army. You can either be a recruit, an officer, or a general, or Herr General, like Lucas Paris. All you have to do is go to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, click over to the recruiting office, and you can sign up right there. And believe you me, folks, we need as many members of the Army as we can get. Because like one of the callers said yesterday, yeah, indeed, they are trying to shut us down.
Yeah.
They would like to shut us up. And I tell you what, not just the liberals, but a lot of Republicans would like to shut us up too. But we are determined not to be shut up. But the more help we got, the easier that becomes. All right, we'll take one last break. When we come back, we have another contestant. If you have a question,
I think
we got
about room for three or four more.
Well, we got room for a few more. Give us a call right now, though, 407-774-8255 to get in on the contest and win a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano. And what the heck, we'll throw in a My Liberty Threads t-shirt as well. Let's see if I get it. Wait. I missed it. Oh, I never get that right.
Guns N' Roses, welcome to the jungle. That's what this contest is. It's a jungle of words, Chris.
It's a jungle out there.
We're going to put this puzzle together, and it's off the Washington.
We owe recognition to the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, because coming up this season, 25 years ago, he brought the Orlando Predators to town. Isn't it the 25th year anniversary?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. In 1991, the Predators took off 1 year, so I can add.
Yeah.
And the reality of it was myself, Davey Johnson, you know, the manager and baseball player, and Tracy Allen.
Yeah.
And it was a period of time that unforgettable. It was like the hottest thing going.
Oh,
we sold out every game five out of 6 years.
But that's yesterday.
We're looking forward to tomorrow.
You guys perfected the kiss cam, too.
Oh, we did. That was awesome. And how about the floating?
It became the flash cam.
I used to love the floating bodies that would roam around the blow up dolls.
Oh, yes.
That got a little bit out of control. And then we used to always plant a bunch of hot looking girls in a 50 yard line, and then that thing sprung out of control. And
Let's just say you never had an empty stadium, though.
The whole thing was a jungle.
It was. All right, we got a couple more minutes. We're looking for vetting questions so that we can assist DHS and the FBI as they try to weed out the bad apples, so to speak.
You said that so professional. I thought, oh my God, are we doing that? I'm like, what contest am I in?
Let's go to Dan. Excuse me, Dan, you are up next, sir.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Thanks. All right.
Real quick for you. It's not really a question. It's two physical tests that I give them.
Oh, I like it.
The first one would be truth serum. And if they didn't pass that, I would say, well, maybe the truth serum didn't work. The second thing I would make them do is I'd strap them to an electric chair with a lie detector. And if they didn't pass a lie detector, it would set that electric chair off and you just throw them in a dumpster.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Chris, these are violent people.
No. See, this addresses the issue that Sherry brought up, and actually I brought up yesterday. They are allowed to lie.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point you need to, you know, some verification process here.
Well, these physical questions, I don't know.
Excuse me, Dan, I like that. Okay?
All right,
excellent.
Very sick, Dan.
I like that one. I like that one a lot. Let's go to Al. Al, you are up next. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great show, as usual.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I don't know what was up with that last comment, man. That was
strong, wasn't it, Al? That should have took me back, I can tell you that.
But see, it's not cool because it's up to the person to lie or not, right?
You just make it clear
to them the consequences.
Politically correct, right?
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Al.
Well, I guess I'm sorry I don't have a question, guys. I guess my comment would be I didn't get to catch the show yesterday, and I'm not sure, but I read a lot, and I catch up on a lot of international news, and we're all talking about the shooting here in America, just entrenched on anything that you watch.
Yeah.
While I find it interesting that during the same time yesterday,
Putin called the Turkey president's bluff by releasing satellite photos and images
of the
ISIS,
trucks
of them working with ISIS.
Well, not only that, but also we found out that the shoot down of that Russian plane was a stab in the back. The plane actually strayed into Turkish airspace for a total of 17 seconds. And that's why they took the opportunity to shoot it down.
Right.
Yeah. So the reasoning and the speculation being because Russia was going after those oil trucks and they don't want the oil trucks taken out because they are buying the oil, even though they are denying it.
Right. So, and the thing is that if we know that our politicians are just complete corrupt, lying, you know, SOBs, right, as you would say, Chris. So,
yeah,
that's a very kind way to define them.
Right? We know this, and President Putin is just—he's been right on a couple of things here as of recently. Yeah. I don't know why everyone's up in arms that Russia's over there bombing and blowing up ISIS. You know, you have Iraqi lieutenants and generals saying that the Americans haven't done any airstrikes in Iraq and that they're lying when they're saying they're doing airstrikes
right.
and that they would rather have the Russians come and fight than the Americans.
Well, Trump's
and
got
CNN. Yeah. CNN is using pictures from the Russian video of them blowing stuff up and saying that it's Americans.
I know. It's ridiculous, but Trump's got it figured out. He said if the Russians want to kill the ISIS, let them.
All right.
Al, thanks so much.
What kind of world do we live in where Trump and Putin are making the most sense in the whole damn world?
Well, times are changing, Al.
We can't elect Putin, but we can damn sure elect Trump. Thanks, Al. All right, let's go to Chris. Chris, you had a contest.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
All right, let's have it.
Contest. Okay. The question is, which of these is not in the New Testament? John the Baptist, Judas Iscariot, or Alfred E. Newman?
Which of these is not in the New Testament? I like that.
All right, guys, great fun. Great
you know what? I love
thank
that
you.
When he,
thank
I
you,
love
Chris.
That name,
appreciate
Alfred E. Newman, because I automatically think of our president. Don't you, Chris? I mean,
yeah,
think of the ears, and then I think
ears.
Of Mr. Potato Head, then I think he's a combination of both.
Speaking of
Alfred
that.
Alfred E. Newman and Mr. Potato Head.
Speaking of that, there's an email going around,
right?
And we're doing a little checking to make sure it's accurate or not, but you know that in the summer of 1947, you had the Roswell incident out
right.
there in Texas, right.
right,
where the aliens crash
mm-hmm.
landed and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. Well, that following year, 9 months and then plus later, you had the birth of
don't tell me
Barack Obama Sr.,
Barry's.
Al Gore, Barry's
oh.
dad, Al
oh
Gore,
my God.
The Clintons.
Oh, my God. And they all came from the same place?
Yeah, and get this. When we first started the show, first Halloween. We were barely
right.
2 months into the show. We did a show. It was an old radio play. It was a play on the War of the Worlds. We
mm-hmm.
called it the War of the Words.
Right.
And at the end of it, Barack Obama and other Washington elites are revealed to be aliens.
You know what, Chris? You might be a lot closer than we both think here.
All right, we got time for one more question. John, yours will be it. Make it a good one.
All right. You there?
Yes, yep. We are. Go ahead.
All right, figured out the perfect way to vet them.
All right.
Fly them all over here. Every one of them that want to come over here. At about 32,000 feet over the Mojave Desert, you open the doors on the plane, you tell them, watch that first step. Those that make it,
those
that hit the ground, they're supposed to be here.
God.
Boy, Chris. Now, John, do you currently have a job?
Oh, my Lord. All right. I tell you what, John, we appreciate the entry. We only got a minute here to decide this, Mike.
This is tough. We got the physical punishment ones.
Yeah,
the one with
the electric chair,
yeah.
The burka ones.
But you know, they did not come up with I strongly agree, I agree, I disagree.
That's right. What's your favorite cartoon of Muhammad? Oh, wow. Would you provide a wedding cake for a gay couple?
That's pretty strong.
I like
because
that.
Because there's two meanings to that.
There is. I like that. Would you provide a wedding cake for a gay couple?
We got a winner!
We got a winner. All right, that sound good to you, Nick? All right,
Nick's thumbs up. Ew, great
and by
job.
The way, catch Nick's show coming up at 8 o'clock, just an hour from now, on our sister station, 1520 WBZW, WDW News with Nick LoCicero, and it will be live tonight. Right, Nick? You live tonight? You're not live tonight. Oh, my God.
Nick.
But you can hear the show, though, right? You can hear the show. And they raised over $6,000 for Toys for Tots with their marathon.
But that is really great.
That
I mean,
excellent.
He does deserve congratulations. I don't like to congratulate him on anything, but that was outstanding. So.
And congratulations to all our entries tonight. And we thank you so very much. And we'll be doing this again.
There'll be more coming. We can assure you that.
All right. And it was tough. They were all excellent questions. And we'll pack them up and send them to the FBI. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs.